we watched the film of your play this last week. How would you, disappointed, or how would you rate yourself?
So close, man. There's just too many things where we were that far off. Me and Amari spent some time together yesterday, you know, out on the field. Got some things cleaned up. You know, there was a lot of good things. We were very explosive. You know, that is something that, you know, you want to see in the preseason. That's something that you want to see that you can do with just, you know, just base things, you know. And so we have a very explosive group. The timing on certain things was just off, again, by a little bit. So we spent a lot of time today and yesterday getting that down. And, you know, that's all you can do is take more reps at it.
You know, speaking of Amari, you guys have been calling ACDC now. That's more referring to you guys. You like that moniker?
That's fine. Hey, that's fine with me. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. It's pretty catchy, though. I think someone thought of it before us. But
that's,
that is pretty catchy, though.
What are your expectations for this last game? And the starters typically don't play a whole lot. What do you expect out of this last game?
I just want to win, man. It's so much. It feels so much better the next day when you win. You know, so that's really all I care about. And y'all know that. I just want to, no matter what the game is, what the situation is, I just want to win. You know, the locker room is a lot better feeling. To watch film is a lot better when you win. But, you know, there is, you know, really no growth without the hard times either. You know, so we've been through a couple of those, you know, just early on, you know, in the preseason. But I do know it feels a lot better to win, so that's our goal.
Is it easier to move away from the preseason, the bad stuff in the preseason, than the regular season?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, because, you know, you're spending just a little bit of time on each team, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, when you hit the regular season, you know, that's, you know, they wipe the, you know, the slate clean, as we all know. And, you know, that's when they count. You know, not saying that these don't, but win-loss record gets erased, you know. So you want to build, you know, it's good to have lessons learned now that we talked about all the time. You know, you want to learn lessons now and learn what you can and can't get away with. That way when you hit the regular season, you hit the ground running.
Derek, maybe it's not as critical as losing your center, but is there any concern that you have to make a change on the offensive line with, you know, 11, 12 days before the season?
Oh, you know, it always is hard when you lose anybody, you know, especially up front. You know, that's the heart and soul of every team is up front. And, you know, to lose a guy like Menelik, it breaks my heart for him, you know, personally. And then for this football team, you know, it hurts, but, you know, you see it every year. Someone has to come in and step up at some different position, somewhere, some way, somehow. And, you know, just happens to be us at that spot now. And we've actually had guys playing really well at that spot. So, you know, in practice, through camp and all that. So, you know, we're looking forward to those guys stepping up. Thanks, Ray.
You guys lost four receivers today. It's kind of getting a little thinned out to that spot.
Yeah.
What do you see if it comes to the slot position? What do you guys have at the slot right now? What do you have left there? What do you see?
There's definitely guys that you could see have that, you know, we say explosive all the time, but that burst, you know. And something in the slot that you want to see is, can you get a guy that has size and that burst? And we have a lot of guys right now that have size and that burst. And, you know, because you're going to, you know, the nickel position, you know, usually, you know, team's third corner is either a guy who maybe isn't as tall, but he's really fast. Or it's a bigger guy that maybe isn't as fast. Maybe he's more savvy. Maybe he's smarter. You know, so if you can get a guy with both of those traits, you know, that really helps your team, you know. And, you know, do they want to put a safety on him? Do they want to put the nickel and play that? Then it's better in the run game. You know, there's so many things that come with that. But we definitely have guys right there right now competing, and it's going to go all the way down, you know, until week one, you know, to see who does it.
Derek, you talk a lot about improving in small increments.
Yes.
Is it possible for you to look back and see where you were a year ago and talk about recognize the improvements and where do you still want to see happen?
Oh man, yes, absolutely. You know, it's the game has slowed down a lot. You know, when I think back, I remember playing Seattle last year in the preseason, and we had a good game, but that was a fast game. You know, they were flying around, and you know, I just trusted what I was seeing and all those things. Whereas, you know, I go back to Arizona, you know, they're obviously there with Carson last year, they were the number one seed in the NFC. You know, they have a great defense and all those things. And the game was not slow, but it slowed down. You know, I could do little things that, you know, that I didn't even think about last year, whether it was pump one way and then go to another because I know it'll, you know, affect the secondary or think little things like that, you know. But that's really where I see it, is just the game slowing down to where I can manipulate, you know, defenders and things like that.
Can you talk a little bit about Michael Kraft? Crabtree and what his strengths are and how you see using him in the offense?
Man, I've said it before, he makes catching look boring. You know, I've never seen a guy, you know, we talk about it all the time. There's a lot of guys on this team that have been around a lot of great players. And I think he has the best hands of those guys I've ever seen. The best hands of, you know, that I've been around. You know, he just makes it look effortless. And, you know, it looks like if he could just have the ball in his hands already, you know, that's how he'd like it. You know, because that's the boring part to him. You know, he wants to get going. You know, let alone his route running ability, very smart. You know, he knows coverage. He knows how to set up his route so that he can win. You know, he also plays that chess match with the corner throughout the game. If there's a certain coverage and he knows the read's not coming to him, well, he'll make it look like something to set something else up down the line. You know, he's very smart and, you know, great asset to this team.
Because he's a veteran player and played so many seasons, do you feel a little more chemistry early on with him or with Cooper? Or is it kind of equal?
It's kind of been equal, you know, and we knew during the preseason, me and Crab, you know, talked, you know, we were going to try and get Coop as many balls this preseason to see, you know, the ball coming at him in live action and all those kind of things. And, you know, so far we've been able to throw a lot of balls his way. You know, they haven't all been pretty, but we've thrown a lot of balls his way. And then we can have live game reps rather than just practice to say, okay, here, let's do it this way. And, you know, I feel great with both of them. You know, I'm very excited to have them both here this year.
It seems ideal that Crabtree takes a little pressure off of Cooper a little bit. It wouldn't be
yes.
all the fumbling.
You're exactly right. You know, teams have to decide what corner who do they want to put on who. You know, they got to decide, you know, because they're both in their own right. They're both number one receivers, you know, so they have to decide who do they want to do that, where do they want to roll the coverage, and both of them can win versus one-on-one. So it makes it hard, you know, but I think having Crab there alongside Coop, you know, has been, you know, just awesome for not just one or the other, but for both of them in that sense.
Derek, you got Jermaine Zalawale back today.
Yeah.
What kind of dimension does that kind of hammer bring to the offense?
Oh man, yeah, like you said, you know, he's going to put his head in there and open up some running lanes, you know, for Latavius and the guys. Let alone a guy that big, a guy with that, you know, kind of play style. He's very fast, has very great hands. You know, he played a little bit. You know, you put him at running back, you know, and he can pick up protections and run the routes out of the backfield. You know, he's very versatile, just like Marcel. You know, they're kind of similar. You know, the way that they can both, you know, do a lot of different things for the offense.